And here we go. We should hear Love Boat about now.
Love Boat.
Oh, the extendo clip on that one, Cap. We got the extra.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah. The Love Boat.
So, Cap, did you hear the prop bet for tomorrow night? It's the over-under on how many times you're going to sing Love Boat. It's 20 is the over-under number. I'm going to go with the over. What do you think of that bet?
Oh, now that I know that you've got the over, now I may only get to 19.
Wow. You'll quit after 19.
Can you even keep count? Because, like, it's one of those deals where it's like, I don't know. It's contagious.
It is contagious.
Once one person says it, then it starts firing off, and then every time you walk by somebody, they say it. I don't know if you're going to be able to keep count, Cap.
Yeah. Hey, DeMarco, have you tried it?
I'll take the over. No.
have you tried it though, DeMarco? It's fun. Like what you do is
love boat.
Because what you do is you just the song. It is infectious.
Yeah.
The Love Boat.
Who's the guy that wrote it? I just saw him on TV. The little guy from Smokey and the Bandit.
The little guy from Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah, Big Enos and Little Enos. The little guy.
Little Enos?
Little Enos wrote that song.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
no. I just saw the documentary for Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, another documentary.
Yeah, he said the two things that he's known for is being in that movie and writing the song from The Love Boat. He wrote that song.
It's not for his name being Little Enos, because that's a pretty big one.
Right. Soon we'll be making another run.
Cappy, you know that there were two versions of The Love Boat. Were you aware of that?
No, I don't think I was.
That is the Jack Jones version of The Love Boat.
Okay.
Jack Jones was my first. Okay, so this is weird. So
I moved
to L.A. No, Jack Jones.
I know where this is going.
No, you don't.
No,
you
okay,
don't.
All right.
So my very first trip to L.A., I go to a restaurant in Sherman Oaks. The waitress introduces herself, and somehow it comes up that she's Jack Jones's daughter. And I'm like, Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Love Boat.
But then there was a version of the Love Boat theme by Dionne Warwick. I'm almost positive there's a Dionne Warwick version of the Love Boat theme.
Same song, same lyrics?
Same song, same lyrics. They just freshened it up at some point. Like they did with One Shining Moment. It started out as Luther Vandross, and I think they...
Well, people revolted in the streets, though, when they went away from Luther.
When they removed Luther
Vandross.
I mean,
how do you remove Luther from anything?
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Cappy, you confident about tomorrow?
Well, I have a few questions, if I may.
Oh,
Mace, are you yet again adding pieces to your roster in an unsanctioned way? What's going on today? I mean, I'm getting nothing, but everybody's blowing me up on Twitter telling me that you're adding now even more pieces to the pie.
One piece.
Yeah,
after
this is
adding
three
the
new
first
pieces.
Two pieces.
Right.
This
right.
is a total of three
well,
new pieces.
Well, Lindsay is on the injured list. I had to replace her.
Sure.
Okay, Lindsay's on the IL.
Momo
we'll
cannot
that.
Hit because okay. of her medical condition.
Right. And just to be clear, you've replaced Lindsay Baseball, who hasn't played baseball or softball in 10 years, with a kid who's fresh out of high school who had a really, really solid high school baseball career.
Didn't know that. I was just describing people.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that. He literally learned after selecting him about Brady.
I randomly just
career.
Like I know the interns, Brady, Quinn, Amada, and Parker.
Sure.
Brady Quinn is an intern at our station.
No, the Brady people. And Quinn are two different people.
Not the quarterback. Okay.
No, not Brady Quinn.
He works at Fox.
So, I just shouted out the name of an intern. And today, Ron Mitchell, who's one of our sales guys, came to me and said, you know, I could relieve Ramona if Ramona can't pitch the whole game. So Ron is going to be my backup pitcher if Ramona cannot pitch the whole game.
What kind of credentials does Ron have or not have?
Yeah, because who is Ron?
He did play softball at some point.
What does that mean?
It means he played in a softball league.
Oh, okay.
Like he played in a league.
He played
not like he played a
league.
Game.
Adult softball
okay.
league, yeah. So he's my reliever if I have to go to a reliever tomorrow night.
All right. So
I don't think anything I'm doing it all above board. It's all happening
on
the air.
I think the thing is that you've got specialty position. I mean, you've got what lefty specialist coming out of the pen, like
and a guy.
Is
who,
he going to play if he doesn't pitch?
No.
Okay, because he describes himself, as I heard earlier, as an all-star caliber softball pitcher. So this is not just adding some guy who can throw BP. This is a guy who actually has legitimate credentials.
Just an arm. Just an arm.
So here's what, DeMarco, listen
just
to
arm. Long
here.
Reliever.
Arm barn.
Yeah.
DeMarco, your team, and I know you're not going to feel good about this, DeMarco. Your team has added two new players and has now added a relief pitcher who has serious credentials. It is very obvious that your captain, Steve Mason, who was not feeling confident, everybody was going against him, everybody said the teams were stacked against him, Mason is making moves trying to show Rob Pelinka how to get aggressive. Mason is making moves because he really wants to win this game.
Yes, well, I do.
Why would I not like this? I don't think he's gone far enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, but Cappy, you've got to admit, the original lineups were stacked against me.
I don't see where that is.
Oh, God, Cappy.
Where are we? Listen, Beto and Clinton, they
cancel
they
each
negate
other
each other, yep. Right?
Okay, so those two cancel each other out.
Okay, DeMarco and Kirk Morrison cancel each other
okay,
out.
Okay, cancel each other out. I'll agree on that.
Okay, who else you want
to
look at here?
Let's like, get to for the example, all of
okay, like the new 6'6 guy that you got. That guy cancels out Alan Sliwa.
Can I just say the new 6'6 guy, his name is Matt.
So you haven't heard the latest on him, Scott.
No,
is that the interlocked fingers guy?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
He picked up a bat, and then he
interlocked
his fingers.
Okay, so Mason is currently holding a bat, the bat that I taped in our social video the other day at the cage, but he's holding it like a golf club.
Yes.
Meaning his pinky and his index finger are wrapped around each other.
And this is the swing that he was demonstrating. So I don't think I got a ringer in Matt. Matt could be great, could be a big loaf.
Yeah,
I'm not sure which.
DeMarco, you understand that this kid is 6'6", dude. He was a tight end at Arizona.
Yeah, he's a big – I walked in
he's
with
gigantic.
Him. He's a big, tall kid. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So if you're athletic enough to be on the football team at Arizona and in uniform on game day and you're 6'6", and you're playing against a bunch of like old washed-up dudes like us – I mean,
if he gets a hold of one, it's going. But, I mean, there's no guarantee. I've seen some football players look
it's
bad
going
playing
where?
Softball.
Into the bunker?
If he gets a hold of it with that hip twist, it's going. But, like I'm saying, I've seen some football players look bad playing softball.
Yeah, it's not easy. Cap, to be fair, you're acting like the guy's Rob Gronkowski. Just because he played tight end at Arizona doesn't mean he's going to come out here and start hitting laser beams all over the place.
But he is an athlete, is what he's saying.
Yes.
That's all I'm trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah. No, he's got athletic credentials. I question his swing.
Fair.
But I would argue that a relief pitcher has to come from a position player. It can't come from off the bench. Unless, by the way, you will grant us the opportunity to also employ a relief pitcher that you don't know who that is right now.
This guy just walked through. He did his little half swing
there
again.
It is. See?
We don't like it.
There's Matt.
I think he's
for the fences.
Why isn't he coming in here, by the way?
Yeah, Matt,
get
come
in
on
here.
In. Come on
scared,
in.
Stay scared, dude.
Cappy, you can take a free agent if you want. I don't care.
Clinton, do you have anybody in mind that should be a relief pitcher for us?
Pitcher, I don't know, but the Consigliere will be available as a left-handed bat. Just so you know, he bats left. Julian does. So
okay, so we might need to add a left-handed bat in our lineup.
If we need a left-handed bat for whatever reason, he's there. Okay, so hold on. This guy's coming into the
studio
right
now. Okay, here comes Matt.
Get him in here.
His name is Matt Burke. He is our manager of something.
Celebrity Matt most looks like is a bigger Paul Rudd. Like, if he was, like, a big dude.
If Paul Rudd was a big dude.
Okay, fair. I see.
He looks
or
if
that
were a little dude.
Little Ant-Man in there.
Welcome to the radio, Matt.
Thank you,
Let's talk into the microphone.
So Matt, they're concerned because they think I've hired a ringer. Now, are you a ringer in this softball game?
Absolutely not, but we did have to even out the teams, I'd say. But I think I'm going to get contact with something, right? You're telling me I'm going to hit it out of the
park? Yeah, yeah.
When's
yeah,
the last yeah time you either picked up a glove and threw a baseball or softball or swung a bat, like in any sort of not even competitive situation, just at all?
Had it been about 5-6 years ago, really. Okay. Charity softball event, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
How old is Matt?
Show me this interlocking
stuff.
Yeah,
show us the interlocking finger grip on the... No,
okay,
now
so
he's
now
not
now
interlocking
he's
anymore.
Okay, he knows how to do
he
it.
He bats right.
Okay.
All right.
It's not a golf swing.
No, okay.
Yeah, okay, got it. So he
was... Clinton, can you ask Matt... like
he's good. He's good at the slow motion home run swing.
I got you, Cap.
Okay, because I assume he's not wearing headphones, but I want to know when he played at Arizona, how long ago it was, and what kind of career he had.
Could you please lay out your Arizona football career?
It was Purdue University.
Oh,
University of San Diego. Yeah, played there 2013-16.
What was the highest amount of receptions you had in a year?
Zero.
Oh, zero.
Okay.
You were more of a blocking end?
No, it was more of a receiving tight end. I just, you know, definitely politics there, I'd say.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're a receiving tight end, but you never actually had a catch?
No,
the
we problem
weren't
too good
back
then.
Play much.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, wow. You know, I'm trying to go somewhere where I want to play.
How old are you right now?
Just turned 27.
27.
Oh, okay, so that's an asset. That's a definite
asset.
Yeah,
we got some youth. I wanted,
didn't we see
I wanted
a picture
some
of
youth
him in an Arizona
team
uniform, though?
No,
was there...
I think you just misidentified that one.
Oh, really?
I think that was, yeah.
Yeah, he did not go to Arizona.
He went to Arizona State.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your 40 time? What was your 40 time?
It was a 4.8 flat.
Wow.
That's pretty
That's good.
Yeah, I'm going to stretch tomorrow.
Okay, all right. See, I thought you were going to be a base running liability. Maybe you had gotten out of shape, you know what I'm saying, in your later years and sort of maybe couldn't really move around. But that doesn't
– You know what? I also thought that this guy was something, you know, really out of the – you know, out of this world. But now that I realize that I was wrong, it wasn't Arizona and it was Purdue and then University of San Diego, and that he never had any receptions in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not too worried about this guy.
You're less.
Now that he knows how your career path is going.
Wow.
Absolutely. I'm looking to redeem myself tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. All right.
Very well.
Matt, looking forward to it, man.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thanks, bro.
All right.
Appreciate
there's,
it.
There's Matt Burke.
Dude, if we hit a fly ball to that
he's
guy.
Wearing driving loafers with
what
no
is your title again?
The ankles are out, and I like that
marketing
look.
Marketing consultant.
Marketing consultant. MC.
He's an MC.
An MC. All right. Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it. Guy gets a fly ball hit his way, he won't be able to catch it.
Pretty much.
I have
yeah.
a theory about tight ends.
So, what's that theory?
Anyone, tight does anyone ever go out for tight end, or do you just wind up there?
I mean, Gronkowski is the example here, right?
Did he go out for tight end, or just wind up there?
I'm guessing. I mean, he played wide out in high school.
See, that's what I mean.
But
you,
like,
you eat yourself into tight end, or
do you,
you
think
can't
he
catch
went to Arizona thinking he was going to be a wide out, though?
He might have. He might have. You wind up there. You just you don't go out for tight end.
That's true. He's also the best ever, so.
Yeah.
Not
all right, Cappy, any notes on the show today?
Oh, no, Steve. Today I did not take notes on the show. You'll have to excuse me. Pardon me.
Let me ask you a question then that we dealt with earlier.
Yeah.
Everybody can answer this now. There is a research study that says people are leaving their current professions and doing something else and becoming much happier. So here's the idea, okay? Accept the premise. You walk out the building today. You can no longer be television's Clinton Yates.
Okay.
You can no longer be broadcasting. You can't be doing anything
President
in this
of the
business.
Community is kind of out of business.
Got out of business.
Right.
So if you walk out the door and you can't do this, what do you do?
I think I would fix cars.
Fix cars.
I don't really know a lot about cars, but I like the process.
So you'd be a mechanic.
I'd try to learn how to be a mechanic, yeah.
Honestly, I like that. That's cool. Nobody's given that answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight up what I would
good
do.
One.
All right,
yeah.
Cappy, what about you?
I think I see myself moving to the Florida Keys with a pair of flip-flops and a pair of cut-off jean shorts, and I either work on a fishing boat or I work like bartending in the evening hours. I see myself simplifying my life, like taking it down from a 10 to a 1.5.
Yeah. Wow.
Beach
yeah.
bum, basically.
I like that. Yeah.
Nice.
I like
that's
that.
Strong.
You just kick around the beach.
That's strong.
Yeah. Perfect.
I mean, I would just try and be a guy that works like on a fishing boat, that I'm out on the ocean every day. And I'm out around fishing, and if I have to bait people's hooks, even though I don't really like getting my hands disgusting and dirty with fish stuff, you know?
I was going to say, fishing boat is kind of a manually intensive labor job. Like, you know,
did you watch Coda? It looks like a hell of a tough job.
You're not just sitting on the boat.
Maybe I'll drive the boat. Maybe I'll become a captain.
Boat driver.
Yeah.
Boat driver.
Cappy's going to be a boat driver.
Yeah,
how appropriate is that? On a boat. So, have you ever been to Key West?
Yeah.
No.
Key West is fantastic. Have you been there, DeMarco?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Summer in the Keys? Is that part
of it? Oh, yeah. It is such a cool place. And all the Hemingway stuff is there. And
that is
Papa's,
cool.
the bar is there, and all that stuff. It's
amazing. It's just a great place to walk around being stoned all day long. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Can you feel me on that?
Oh, believe me, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me, I do.
What's the last documentary you watched?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Did you see Battle of the Crackers? That's the one
the
that.
Cracker War.
Cracker War Cracker is the one that Clinton just
These
watched.
These guys got on me because in Game of Games, there was a question about Nabisco. Or not even about Nabisco. It was about Necco wafers. And I let them know that
that was unsolicited.
The invention of Nabisco was like a kind of, you know, controversial story in American history.
You
like,
couldn't wait
a lot
to
of people
us.
Did a lot of people wrong in order for the National Biscuit Company to get up and running. Because I knew that because I watched a documentary about it. And so then May started making fun of me and saying he's watched documentaries about every other topic that came up. What's the last one that you actually watched, Scott?
Yeah, what's the last doc you watched, Cappy?
All right, I just got done watching a 4-part docuseries, which actually really, really screwed me up on Tuesday of this week because I finished it on Tuesday morning.
Yep.
It was called Keep Sweet. Pray and Obey.
Oh. What is it?
This? Utah, right?
Yeah. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I did see it.
What is it?
Oh,
my God.
I've heard of this.
It's about this polygamist.
Warren Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
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 Wasn't Lindsay talking about this?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And, it's like this old guy has like 75 wives. Then he dies and he hands off to his protege who becomes like the next prophet of their church.
His son.
Yeah, was that the deal? It was his son? And he winds up marrying all these women. But he starts getting nuts, this guy. And now he's, like, marrying, like, underage girls. And before you know it, like, he's on the run from the cops. And he, you know, he builds this crazy-ass compound down in Texas. Like, you guys have never seen anything like this before. Well, and,
well
and,
no, well, we've seen compounds that. In Texas.
I mean, David Koresh.
Waco.
Right, no, but I mean, like, the way it was built was like the Taj Mahal.
Got it.
It was intact.
Yeah, but I just got done seeing this documentary, I swear to you. For, like, one full day, I was completely screwed up because of everything that I had seen in this documentary and how people could be so brainwashed that if you took a group of people and they didn't have TV or radio or music or movies and you just every day just drilled stuff into their heads, they would actually believe it and think that's the way to be.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until people left this church that they went, oh my God, there's a whole world out here with stuff going on.
Well, that sounds light and fun.
What is the?
Well, it wasn't. It was not.
What's the timeline?
I said it screwed me up.
What's the timeline on this story? Like, what years was this happening?
This was like 20 years ago. Okay. Yeah. He's in jail. The guy's in jail now.
He's been in jail for how? Like, this ended in the 80s or this ended?
No, no, no.
He's been in jail for like what? 5 years? 10 years?
Yeah. This all happened. This is so recent.
Recent.
Okay.
That at one point when they raided the compound, they went on a PR war versus the cops in Texas, and like Oprah Winfrey was walking around in their complex, and they had him in New York at the Today Show.
I don't remember this.
And they neither did I, Clinton.
Huh.
It was. Let me just say this to you: don't watch this if you have to do other stuff, because it will screw you up for about 24 hours. Because it's just so bizarre that you'll not be able to stop thinking about it for a while. So you got to be able to digest it. So give yourself, like, be done on Saturday.
Yep.
So you can clear it out of your system on Sunday.
Yeah, hard pass. All right. I think we're done.
Yeah. That was a good one.
By the way, the documentary that I've watched the most times is that Elizabeth Holmes documentary that HBO did about Theranos. Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
Okay,
she is out of her mind. Out of her mind. I know she's been convicted of stuff now.
Sure.
Is that fraud and all that. But the Dropout?
Well, that was the live action show with Amanda Seyfried playing.
Oh, okay.
But there's a documentary about Elizabeth Holmes that is just killer. Just killer.
Good to know.
All right. Hey, tomorrow.
Big day.
Big day. We are live at the West Covina Sportsplex. Everybody is invited. By the way, I threw this out there. I'll throw it out again. If you come up with the best anti-Chris Morales sign, down with Morales, stop Morales, Morales the snake, stuff like that.
No curse words.
No curse words,
Thank you.
The best anti-Morales sign, I'm going to give you a $100 Amazon gift card.
Did you see Morales' rebuttal to this, by the way?
No.
On Twitter.
Yeah, you can participate.
On Twitter, by the way, it says, Morales said, by the way, I'll gladly double Venice Mace's proposition and make it a $200 gift card for the best homemade sign pointing out the insanity of Team Mace's captain.
You guys got $100 gift card?
Now it's $200.
$200. You get $100 and you get $100.
What are you going to do, Mace, before you get off the air? What are you going to do?
What do you mean?
You're gonna up him to $300?
No. He's giving $100 to the best anti-Mace sign. I'm giving $100 to the best anti-Christopher sign.
So there could be a twofer here.
Somebody can win.
People really do win.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to win tomorrow. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1 o'clock live from the West Covina Sportsplex. If you missed the Mandy Awards because they sold out, here's a chance for you, free and clear, to come out and hang out with us tomorrow. All the shows live from the West Covina Sportsplex starting at 10 a.m. Wiffle Ball Bash, 7 o'clock is the first pitch for the 7-10 Celebrity Softball Game. Everybody's going to be there. Want to see you out there. Coming up next for you, my favorite afternoon show. Shinano is out, but it is Cappy and the Big CY next, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ba ba da ba, bee ba da boop,
I want you to visualize, Scott. Visualize yourself walking to the plate. That's what you got to get in that head mode. When you hear this song, this is the last time you're going to hear this song before you get in the batter's box. Visualize that.
Yeah.
Have you visualized yourself?
Oh, in a big way. I just saw myself come into the plate. Clinton, I got to ask you if you think this is a good idea or a bad idea. I need your consultation if you don't mind.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been talking all week on the air about how I haven't practiced at all.
Yep.
And I'm sort of a prep guy. You know, I don't like to go into things unprepared, you know?
Yeah.
And at this moment in time, 4:19 p.m. on Thursday, July 14th, I'm feeling unprepared for what's going to happen in 27 hours tomorrow in West Covina.
I don't think you need to be worried about what happens in 27 hours. You're a pretty in shape guy. You like you said, you get your calisthenics in. You've got your weight room in your newly remodeled garage. You do your running. So that part is not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is in 48 to 72 hours, when after perhaps going, you know, full go and throwing a ball a bunch of times, doing a repetitive motion you haven't done in 10 years, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to try to pour your coffee and your arm's going to fall off. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm concerned about, is the day after and the day after the game, in which all of a sudden you're like, whoa, didn't realize that was going to run on my motor as hard as it did. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my concern, is the tread on the tires later, not just what happens on game day.
But I'm willing to sacrifice the future.
Oh, you know? Okay.
I'm willing. Listen, if I'm in pain for the next 4 or 5 days thereafter, or even if I deal with a serious injury thereafter, I just don't want to humiliate myself. And now, with everything that Mace is doing, for something that was intended to be fun and we're not getting overly competitive, the fact that he has gone out and replaced Ramona, then he's replaced Lindsey Baseball. Look, they both needed to be replaced, but who did he replace them with? He went out and I believe that he believes he tried to upgrade, and now to bring in a ringer kind of a pitcher. I feel like now my competitive juices are going, and now I actually really want to go win.
Okay, that's good. Let's keep it there, though. Let's keep the competitive juices flowing. We don't need to put those energies towards litigation about the rules. We can beat this team, and we will beat this team, regardless of whether or not – I don't care who's coming out of the bullpen. You can bring anybody out of the bullpen. You can bring Mariano Rivera out of the bullpen, as far as I'm concerned. That ain't going to make a difference in what Team Cappy does, flat out.
Okay, so I'm loving your confidence, and I appreciate that. So let me ask you this question then. So I've been talking all week about how I have not prepared. I have barely thrown a ball. I've not practiced my pitching other than a little bit of cornhole here and there.
That's more than nothing, though.
I have not swung a bat at all. Not one time.
I don't like your pride in this particular portion of the preparation.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
So a friend of mine by the name of Adam Wasserman, he has been texting me and blowing me up saying, dude, I'm going to come coach you up before this game.
Right.
We have made a game plan tonight that as soon as we get off the air and we hand off to Angels Baseball tonight, that I'm heading directly to the local park where I'm going to be going through what is essentially a procrastinator's last second sort of workout here this evening.
Okay.
Now, Coach, do you concur that I should do this, or do you think I should not do this?
What are the parameters of the workout? Because at this point, to me, all you really need is what we call a little soft toss. Like, you don't need some extensive hitting session. Then you're going to be tired and sore tomorrow. That's not what we're looking for. The whole point of doing this the prior day was that you had a rest day in between. I understand there were scheduling conflicts. We went over that. That's not an issue with me. But don't be out there taking 35 max effort hacks. No way. That's not what you're looking to do. You're looking to just make sure the generalized feeling of putting bat to ball and seeing that hand-eye coordination is what you're looking to focus on, not power, not placement.
Okay, so you have no issue, though, with me at least going out and swinging and seeing some live pitching and at the same time working on my pitching, getting my whole, you know, wind-up down
and
everything?
No, I don't have an issue with that. Just don't overextend, because if you put yourself in a situation where something just goes awry and you can't play tomorrow, well, that's not what we want.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. Now, hey, Funchy, let me ask you something here, pal, because Clinton has brought up this notion of getting too sore and then not being in the right physical space for the game tomorrow. When did you go to the batting cages?
I went to the batting cages on Tuesday night.
Okay, today's Thursday. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling sore, but that's because I was lifting weights Monday through Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, so because, this is not...
Like, which is not good, but I mean, yeah, I'm not going to work out today, though. So hopefully this day's rest will make me healthy for tomorrow.
Let me, as Morales, so, you know, elegantly mentioned, the consigliere hit me up earlier today, and he was like, yo, your boy is feeling it today after we took some cuts 2 days ago. So that's why I brought it up, Scott, is that it might not be the next day. It might be the day after that. But if you're selling out for the future anyway, you just want to make sure that that next day or day after that is not game day, which is tomorrow.
All right. So wait. So Jules is feeling it.
Yes. And we hit 2 days ago.
And how about you?
I'm good because I was out there for a purpose. I knew what I was getting myself into in terms of my ability to swing. I was very measured for the purposes of figuring out how am I going to feel on Thursday. I could go back today and have a little light sesh, a little soft toss sesh, maybe some tee work, but I'm not going to do that. I got other things to do. But, I'm feeling fine.
All right. Okay. Well, today, Clinton, I can say this. We're going to chat with other members of our team to find out what they've got. Because, I think a lot of this has been on advanced scouting.
Yep.
None of it has been based on, like, interviews where we actually get down with the players and understand their backgrounds. Like the other day with Kirk Morrison, we found out that he thought he was a third baseman, but he didn't really love the hot corner.
Yep.
But he tells us that he thinks he could be really good out in right field. So that for you
that
to manage...
That changed some things, yes, because he's also, I realized this basically earlier, I didn't mean to cut you off, Scott, but also Travis brought this up this morning. He was like, he's probably your best athlete out there. So there could be some game day changes, but that all depends on what Kirk wants to do. I'm not going to stick about in right field if nobody's going to hit the ball there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like there's a lot of left-handed batters. And athleticism on the infield is as useful as it is anywhere else for my particular softball baseball philosophy. So, we'll see. I think you're right. These interviews are going to help us get a little better idea than what we already know.
Can I say something as a member of Team Mace? I'm petrified of Morrison. Petrified.
Hit it to Funchy. That's going to be the team strategy.
Damn.
When you say petrified, is that because you think you're at second base and he's going to hit a laser? Your
no, he's going to be jacking up bombs. I think he's going to have like at least two home runs or something.
Yeah, he's really a power hitter, uppercut swing. I mean, the guy hit bombs out of like real actual stadiums. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be a problem for him.
Okay, so today we're going to talk to Mario Ruiz. He's on Team Cappy. We have him hitting leadoff, don't we, Clinton?
We do have him hitting leadoff. I think the speed is going to be an element, and he seems like the kind of guy that's got a high base-running IQ. That's what I like about him in the leadoff spot.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to him because I think it would be good for us. We look at him, and we think he's fast, and we think he's a leadoff guy, but we really need to find out what is his history around the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's worth knowing. You know what I mean? That's part of what I think. Well, I just kind of assumed the guy was probably a pretty good athlete, just looking at him.
Now, later on this afternoon, Kurt Sandoval is going to be here. Kurt Sandoval has been on TV in L.A. for the last 30 years, okay? And when I said earlier this week to Lindsay, we got to talk to this guy. We got to know what his deal is. Lindsay, who's sitting at home right now, probably listening on the IL, said, nobody knows who the hell he is. I'm like, no, we do know who he is.
Yes, that's
did she really say that?
Yes.
I swear to you, she did.
So only a person from Cleveland would say that.
Well, listen, and she's probably sitting there screaming at her radio right now going, you're selling me out, Cap. No, I'm not. I said it to you when you were here the other day. Look, we need to know what Kurt Sandoval brings to the table.
Yeah, not to mention, even if nobody did know who he was, that's even more reason to bring him on so we can, find out what he's got.
Yeah, we got to know. So, look. We are now closing in here on 24 hours until tomorrow's big all-star celebrity softball game in West Covina. If you are sitting in your car right now and you're going, gosh, I want to go to this, but I got something to do. Listen, these are few and far between opportunities for all of us to get together and hang out in the middle of the day during the summer with something super fun like this. So no matter what, find a way, okay? Find a way to get to West Covina tomorrow. Because see why? I'm telling you, I think tomorrow, total domination is coming the way of Team Mace. We are going to dominate.
Yes, sir. There's no question to ask. This is a win. Dub. You hear me, Funchy? Dub.
We'll see. We'll see.
Hit it to Funchy. I'm making t-shirts.
Funchy knew this. That's why he wanted to get traded to Team Cappy. I mean, what are we talking about?
Oh, that's before we got the ringers and stuff, and you know.
Oh, since May started getting scared and upgraded the team.
Hey, hey, KD asked for a trade too, but probably he probably doesn't want to today.
Okay. KD now. All right.
Wow. All right. Well, we're just getting going, everybody. I mean, we are officially underway on a Thursday afternoon, closing in on the big All-Star game. Coming up, we got a lot we're actually going to get to. Does anybody watch Ohtani? Am I the only person around watching what Ohtani is doing? Stick around. Let's get to it. This is Sedano and Cap here on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Laura, spin it up today. I like it. So, Clinton, just throwing out an idea at you here.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton Yates is in for Sedano here on Sedano and Cap.
What up, y'all?
Just an idea, throwing it at you. Didn't our man Funchy tell us yesterday that his wife, new wife, by the way, mazel tov to you.
Thank you.
Didn't Funchy tell us that his wife played some high-level softball, right, Funch?
Yeah, yeah, all through high school, travel ball, stuff like that, yeah.
Right.
She was schooling me yesterday, or 2 days ago, on what to do. And
committed player.
Yeah, how to be in a box and stuff like that, because she kept on saying I was moving out the box, and, you know, I was hitting it like Happy Gilmore.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because I would take, like, a step or whatever after I would hit the ball or make contact.
Just a concept here, Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we, because today Steve Mason did what he does, you know? He's looked at the rosters. He's heard everybody say that his team's going to get smoked. And what he's done is he's continued to go out every day this week and add a new piece to his roster. Even when management told him you can't do that, the jerseys were already printed.
Right.
What if we take on Funch's wife to our team?
No. Why are you doing this right now? We don't need to do any of that. If Funch's wife is going to play for anybody, he's going to play for Funch's team. Last time I checked, that's what till death do us part means, not till celebrity softball do us part.
Well, you want to have our first, you know, fight during our marriage, you know?
We don't need any other players. That's the whole point. Let them be. Okay, so look, for example.
I'll be calling it Davikits pretty soon, you know what I'm saying? if that happens.
That was fantastic. Let Team Mace be in perpetual disarray, like one team we know that happens to play across the street here, and let Team Cappy be the dynasty. We know what it is, a Warriors-like sort of feel. Different elements on the team. You know, we got some veterans. We got some young guys, good leadership. We don't need to worry about the roster at this point. The roster is fine.
But what if?
Trust
I'm
me.
But listen, I'm a little bit of a worrywart. You know me.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, but what if we have either an injury, number one, or number two, what if we need relief pitching? Wouldn't it be great if we could take from Funchy what he loves more than anything in the world, his new bride, and she helped us defeat Team Mace with her husband on the opposing team?
Scott, you're acting as if just because you asked that, it's going to be granted. Like, what are you talking about? If she comes to the field, she's playing on her husband's team. Simple as that. We don't have eminent domain over anybody on the field just because we want them.
Man, no, I wish you guys would have watched her, too. She was hitting, like, fast pitch softballs, yeah, all low to the ground and stuff like that. And she was just knocking him out the park.
But don't you think, Clinton, that we have the next pick?
No. We don't need any picks.
Maybe you guys need to get another salesman from the other side.
Yeah, show some confidence in the people already on your roster. You sound like Rob Pelinka. You know what I mean? We don't need to get bullied by Clutch Sports over here. We're
Kate.
Fine.
Get Kate. Yeah.
We don't need Kate's.
I know you don't, but if I'm saying if Cap is like that into wanting somebody, you know, Brady's going to be on
fine.
One side.
It's fine. What you need on. To focus on, Cap, is getting the strike zone down and whether or not you can swing a bat 10 times without hurting your elbow. That's what you need to worry about, sir.
See, I really we'll appreciate fine. This. I do appreciate yeah. this, Clinton, because sometimes my mind, you know, it goes in different directions,
yeah,
and
fine.
I get a little concerned, like, we don't have enough players. What if I don't pitch well and I need somebody to come out of the pen? What if we haven't determined who's our next pitcher?
I'll
Mason
figure that
keeps
part
adding,
out.
You know, players to his team. You know, he's got injuries, and I believe he's upgrading in many instances. So, yeah, you know, like, I got to focus. You're right. Thank you.
I'll figure that part out. What we need to let the listeners know is, do you have any sort of, how do I say, how are you going to engage folks? Because I feel like people are probably going to start getting there probably right around the time when the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, West Covina, it's kind of, you know, it's a distance. You know what I'm saying? And folks are probably going to get there and get set up. You know what I mean? What's your game day approach overall?
You mean like how am I going to focus on the game?
Yeah,
when
what
I
are you
hang
doing
with
tomorrow
everybody?
Before you show up and all that? And then what are you going to do when you get there? Well, before we play.
Well, I think I'm going to wake up and I'm going to make sure I nourish myself correctly. Right?
Sure. Solid breakfast.
And I'm going to have a lot of hydration. You know?
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to be hot tomorrow, and I really do think an advantage is being hydrated. Being properly hydrated is something that is underrated. And Team Mace is going to have a lot of booze in their dugout and a lot of gummies. If we just stay like on course, keep our head clear and get hydrated, so that's something I'm going to work on tomorrow.
Are you propagating for a no booze dugout?
Oh no, I'm not propagating for that at
all. Okay,
all
right,
not one bit. I'm encouraging everybody to make sure you're well hydrated before you start the drinking. You know?
Yeah, no, that's a fair idea because hydration is critical. Hydration is going to be critical. Listen, let's not forget Mace's walk up song. By the way, playing right now. Let's not forget, Cap, we got a show to do tomorrow as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not like we're just showing up for the game. So there's going to be an energy management situation where we can't blow it all out from 4 to 7 and then have lost all our mojo by the time the game starts. You know?
True. Mm-hmm. True.
But we got to bring energy for the show. So, you know, we got to figure that part out.
And Laura,
yes.
How are we going to get – now, you were right. The game is supposed to start at 7. Now, there'll be some pregame festivities – you know, some pageantry, the national anthem.
Right. Who's singing that?
Well, I'm told Mason is singing it.
Oh, he forgot
is
last
time. Is that
what
we do? Mason sings every national anthem from here till time immemorial? I don't mind that because I feel like he was caught off guard at the
He was definitely caught off guard. So as long as he does it, you know. Anyways, okay, so go continue, Cap. Sorry.
And when do we expect to see the birthday girl there tomorrow?
So if all goes well, and you know sometimes how plans go, hopefully, I'll be there by 7.
Okay.
Because if I leave here like 6:05, 6:10, Rebecca, who, like I said, shout out to her for being here, you know, early.
Right. And you drive like a bat out of hell, so you'll get there in plenty of time.
I do.
Just saying.
I do.
This is part of the scouting report,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I do. So I'm hoping 7, the latest 7:30, depending on, you know, once you get, because if y'all haven't been to West Covina, the 10 is fine. Once you get down to Sousa, it's a whole different situation. So, you know, we're going to see how that traffic is there, but we should be good.
And two other things related to this while we're on the topic. One is today, I know Clinton Yates is going to go live today on the dating apps.
Yeah, that we're doing that. That's for the final hour of the program today.
Okay. And then the second part of it is, I do think we need to make a family decision today as to what we're doing for the after party, because we had a lot of great suggestions yesterday afternoon, and we need to make an official decision. I think an executive decision must be made.
I think so too. I would agree on that. Is Brionis available to chit chat? Like, can we call him?
He is currently in the boss's office. So
okay, so no. So we'll wait on that, but we'll field suggestions. Scott.
Because somebody yesterday had a great idea. If we have a bet against Team Mason, the losing team has to perform karaoke.
That was Julian's idea.
Oh, the concierge came up with this?
Yes, that was his idea.
That was him on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh,
he said that.
Yeah. I did not know that.
That the losing team would have to perform karaoke in the post-game party, and the winning team gets to pick the songs that the losers have to perform.
That's a good bit. That's funny to me.
That's a very, very good idea.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm down with that.
Anybody else got great ideas, put them in the community. Sedano and Cap, the Circle of Trust on Twitter. So I'm taking my inspiration, Clinton, as I get onto the mound tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking my inspiration from Shohei Ohtani.
Oh. Ohtani-san.
Have you seen just the numbers of what he's doing here?
Yes.
in the last six starts?
Please lay them out.
Well, first of all, in his last six starts, he is 6-0, an ERA of 0.45. I don't like to get overly numbery, but the numbers are important here, everybody. 39 and two-thirds innings pitched in these six starts, 58 strikeouts, and an on-base average, opponent on-base average, of 142. He has four starts in a row with at least 10 strikeouts. He is top five in every major pitching category there is. And from June 28th until July 12th, Ohtani has won three starts, and those are the only three games that the Angels have won. So, Clinton Yates, I am drawing my inspiration tomorrow as I step to the hill for the first time.
Okay.
I'm drawing my inspiration from Ohtani.
Are you bringing an interpreter as well?
That is a really good concept, one that I had not thought of. Thank you for that.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, because that's part of how he prepares. He doesn't actually have to talk to anybody but that person. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of helps. But Ohtani, look it. We said this before. Ohtani is the biggest star on the Angels. Now, you can say that Mike Trout is a better hitter, but, like, bro, if you're contributing both on the mound and at the plate and in the field, the relative value of you as a player, as far as I'm concerned, is higher than a guy who just plays outfield. And I realize that he mashes, that is Trout, and he's got, you know, one of the best bats in the league, clearly, if not the best. But what are we talking about if we're the Angels here? He's the team MVP, Shohei Ohtani, at this point of the season for me, Scott.
Team MVP.
And I would pay money to go see play baseball.
Yeah. And it's one of these things where I literally wonder to myself, am I the only person paying attention? Because I'll tell you, last night, I was watching this Dodgers game against St. Louis.
Good game.
And the Dodgers did what they do seemingly all the time, right? They find themselves digging themselves up a huge hole. Last night, they found themselves down 6-0. But the one thing about the Dodgers is they don't believe that they're ever not still in the game. Wait a second. Wait, we're down 6-0? It's the seventh inning? The number of two-strike hits that they got, the way that they have come back 26 times already this season, I feel like so many of us are paying all of our attention to the Dodgers and very little attention to the Angels because of their 14-game losing streak, all of the controversy around the organization, etc. But when Ohtani pitches like he did last night, man, I got to stop and pay attention, you know?
He's definitely appointment viewing, and that, unfortunately, is the issue. He said before, if this team doesn't get into playoff contention, well, then he wants out. And if this is what continues to happen, sure, it's a great bit once every 5 days for Halos fans, but that's going to come at a cost. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to say trade Mike Trout. I'm just going to say that if you had to pick one of these guys to go forward with, I don't know why you wouldn't pick Ohtani. Seriously.
I'm with you 1,000%. I am. This guy brings electricity.
Yeah.
And the numbers are just, like, they're just shocking. And I'm like, not even really a stat nerd kind of geeky
no, sort I get it.
Of, you know, analytics kind of guy. But the numbers are just overwhelming.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's part of what he brings. And again, star power and numbers. Guy's a must-watch player. End of story.
All right, coming up, a scouting report for Team Cappy. Now, this guy is projected currently, things are fluid, but currently projected to be the leadoff hitter on our team. We all need to scout this player out. Mario Ruiz, leading off. And he's going to tell us all about his career. Coming up next on Shidano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. All right, it's Shidano and Cap here on 710 ESPN. We are one day away from the softball game that the world has been waiting for. The 7-10 Celebrity All-Star Game in West Covina tomorrow. First pitch, 7 p.m. Be in your seats early, ladies and gentlemen. It's all free.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. This is Mario's walk-up song right here.
So Mario Ruiz, everybody knows, is like my favorite person at 7-10.
Is that so?
I like when he talks like this. LAFC and Chicharito.
Hey.
Mario, so, what's up, man? How you doing?
That's the only name I know, Mario.
What's good, you fellas? I'm in the middle of center field right now trying to get my stretches on.
Nice, nice. I like it. So let's start
this. I'm at the park. I thought I'd get some swings in.
Did you? Okay, let's start there. What has your preparation been this week for the upcoming monster matchup on Friday?
This week? You mean just today?
Okay, sure.
getting out onto the diamond in years, for real. But, yeah, I just got done getting off the base pass.
I was going hard from first to third.
All right.
Still got it. So I'm good there. I'm about to take some high pitch pitches right now because I never in my life have ever hit a high pitch softball before.
Slow pitch, you mean?
Baseball.
Yes, slow pitch.
My entire life. What's that?
You mean slow pitch, you mean?
Yeah, like they're coming from the they're rainbowing in, right?
Yes,
they're not coming
exactly.
in on a line, right?
Exactly.
Like
okay. Yes, you're exactly.
People are
right.
getting it twisted. Like this is a whole nother sport almost. I played baseball my whole life. Growing up as a kid, I thought I was going to be a professional baseball player, but softball is a whole nother sport. This ball is coming in on a rainbow. It's not coming in on a line. So we got to get used to that. And people are underestimating that.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. So Mario, tell us this. Tell us about your baseball background, so then we can relate it to your softball future.
Oh, yeah, like I said, I played since I was 5 years old, loved the Dodgers my entire life. I thought I was going to be Alfredo Griffin. There's a name drop for you. When I was growing up, played through high school, all through high school, and then pretty much that was about it. But, yeah, baseball was my first love. So, but like I'm telling you, man, people are underestimating. This is softball. This is a whole other game.
Yeah.
It's different.
Right. No, this is very true. Are you
–
are you
good. Go I'll be good on the field. Trust that.
Well,
I'll
defensively, where do you belong defensively? I mean, tell Coach Clinton Yates here, please.
I said center field because I assumed you had a decent amount of range and speed and knew how to play the position as much as anything.
Well, so I used to play middle infield. I was usually at short,
okay.
and then I'd be at second sometimes. And I see how you can put me at center. I could do that too probably, but okay. I never have in my life. I've always been on the infield, but it's all good. I mean, this is softball. I can do it.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. Let Clinton and I confer for a quick second here, Mario. Clinton, who did you have at second base?
Alan Sliwa.
Okay.
We got to put him somewhere.
Okay, so there's nowhere to hide Sliwa?
There's not going to be any balls hit over to second, so we're good.
Yeah,
nobody's
it's a small field. Listen, he can handle the challenge. This is one of those deals where I'm pressing a button, Scott.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how Dave Roberts every once in a while will put a guy in at a weird position? Like, what's he doing there? And then all of a sudden he makes a play. Bang. This is where we're wrong.
All right, so Mario, but knowing that you are really defensively a middle infielder and knowing that we're just sort of, and I'm putting this in air quotes here, sorry, Slee, but we're hiding Sliwa at second base. Mario, you obviously have to know that going in, and you have to kind of cover for Sliwa. You got that?
Yeah, a little bit.
No doubt. I'm backing him up for sure, for sure. I'm backing him up. I mean, when I played in high school, they used to call me Hoover because I used to vacuum up every single ground ball that came to me. And also when I was in high school, I used to step up to the plate with two gold chains, no joke.
And
I knew it was not allowed. It was not allowed. And every time I stepped into the plate, I dig in 1 foot. I'm digging in, getting ready to lead off. And then the umpire goes, sir, you're not allowed to have any chains. You better tuck that in or take it off. And every time I'll be like, what do you mean? We're not allowed to? But that was just me, man. I had a swag on him.
This is my kind of attitude right here, Scott. And this is why he's batting leadoff. That's more important than where he's playing in the field, Scott. That kind of swag is what we're bringing to the table.
Clinton, it's this sort of an interview.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course. 100% bring the gold chains, dude. Yeah, Clinton, this is the kind of scouting and insight, and this is why these interviews are so critical to really understand what everybody brings. And what I'm already hearing from Mario is he's Hoover, which means he can definitely, you know, clean up the mess should something get out of the infield. He's got a lot of swag with the two chains and the umpire. What? We're not allowed. I love this kind of stuff. But now let's talk about handling the bat, Mario, because – Were you a good hitter in baseball, and what are you concerned about timing related with the high pitch softball deal?
Look, I was a typical leadoff batter. You know, I had the speed. I could lay the bunt down. I could get the base hit. I could slap it to the opposite field. I could do everything that leadoff man would do. But you know, we gotta get serious here, folks. We gotta get serious because this softball thing. We're hitting with wooden bats, right?
Yeah, we're hitting with wooden bats for safety reasons. We've got all that set up because we don't want people getting their throats ripped out by line drives down the third
baseline. Does that mean that when I'm pitching, I don't have to wear like an umpire's mask when I'm pitching?
I mean, you can wear whatever you like, but the moneymaker, Scott, I know
is not going to go like we're used to. That ball's not going to go.
Yeah, I think
it's cling off of the aluminum bat like, you know,
we're used to. We'll be fine. That's the idea. That's the idea of using the wood bats. But you feel pretty good about your plate approach at this point?
I do. I'm pretty confident. I'm usually a confident dude. But what I do want to do is I heard you, Cap, earlier in the week, you said you want me to introduce you when you step up to the plate. Now, I would love to do that if you let me have that honor. That would be amazing.
Well, I mean, first of all, I really thought you should have been introducing everybody. But because you're a player on the team that we need, we need you to focus in as well. But I'm not batting until 9, but then you're leading off. So if you're...
Yeah, that might not work.
If you're getting loose, are you sure you want to announce me coming to the plate?
Yeah, if you're on deck, that's a tricky bit.
So I'm leading off, right? And by the time I get to second and then get to third and then get to home, and then you're coming up 9th, right? So
yeah.
I'm right after you, basically. So I could just be on deck and then intro you, and it's good. Well,
Could you give Clinton an example? Because, you know, I'm really working on trying to do my best Mario Ruiz, but I haven't gotten there quite yet. But give Clinton and everybody listening an example of how you might make an introduction.
And now, introducing, stepping up to the plate, the 6-time Mandy Award-winning, Mr. What's Crack-a-Lackin' himself, the man who only needs one name, give it up for Cappy.
I like that. I like that. Right. Last question I got for you, Mario, is how did you pick your at-bat song?
You know what? That was tough. That was tougher than I thought. You know, I love music, so I have a bunch of songs that I could have used, but I was like, Bad Bunny, it's got to be something that as soon as the beat drops, people will be like, oh,
exactly.
Oh, they'll start reacting to it. They'll recognize it. They'll start dancing. And that's a pretty popular song right there by Bad Bunny. So I think it'll get a reaction as soon as the beat drops. You don't want to pick a song that's going to build and build, a slow build.
Yeah, you're right.
Because by the time that happens, you already hit the ball already.
No, it's a good call. So, good call. I like
it. And then Chambea is the name of the song by Bad Bunny. And Chambea means let's work, like go to work.
My man. This is the kind of lunch pail attitude Team Cappy brings to the ballpark, Funchy. Understand what you're looking at. This is a well-oiled machine.
I'm scared now. I didn't know Mario had all this experience.
Exactly, brother. We got this thing.
Oh, dude.
Dude, he's Mexican. He always prepared. Hello.
I love it.
Clinton, I got to tell you, earlier in the show, I'm like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
We need extra bodies.
No, we don't.
We should take Funchy's wife, mess with his head. You know? Now, after listening to Mario Ruiz, hey, Mace, I hope you're not home yet, and I hope you heard all that. Dude, Mario Ruiz, Clinton Yates, Kirk Morrison. Oh, dude.
Ball game.
We are loaded.
Loaded.
All right, man. Well, appreciate it. Go stretch out. Hydrate. Make sure you eat a balanced breakfast. We're going to need you.
All right, fellas.
All right, Mario. Much love, man.
That was great. I like his walk-up song, too. I mean, he's got the whole package, as we like to say.
I did not realize what we had on our hands here, Clinton.
That's what I'm here for, buddy. I can gauge that just in seeing somebody.
I'm going to be curious to hear what Kurt Sandoval can tell us later this afternoon.
Same. Likewise.
Because Mario Ruiz has just made... I'm seeing the lines move as we speak. I mean, seriously. Everybody who heard that is now like, okay, we got this.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm very much looking forward to it. I mean, I'm almost in lock-in mode now. You know what I mean? Like, where I'm not going to talk to anybody, obviously, after the show. I mean, we're obviously going to do a show. But, like, after that, nah. Don't hit me up. Don't text me. Don't DM me. I'm locked in.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to just now start really focusing.
Are you guys going to eat something good tonight, get the proper amount of rest and all that
stuff?
You
think I'm revealing my pregame activities to you?
Are you going
to
wild out like Michael Jordan does before a game?
No chance. Definitely getting a good night of sleep tonight.
Well, I think that Clinton will get a good night's sleep because he'll be swiping left and swiping right, looking through all the dating apps.
Yes.
Yeah. What is Clinton going to do with all of the dating apps? He's going to register live on the air. Which ones? What pictures? And what ladies will he meet? What you need to know and Clinton's dating apps coming up next on Sedano and Cap.